418 with Sarah. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, did you watch Sesame Street growing up?
I did not.
What?
I didn't. Because I wasn't here. I was in another country.
They didn't have it there?
They did, but it wasn't on every day. And oh. And plus, you're learning American speak, and it's not what they want you to learn over there. They want you to learn.
Wow.
They want you to learn English.
Okay. Wow.
Not American.
Well, anyways.
But I know. I do know what Sesame Street is, though.
Right. All right. So you have watched it. Did you ever watch it with your kids?
No. No.
What?
They didn't watch it either.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they watched other stuff.
All right.
They're
all right.
I mean,
anyway.
They learn their letters. Don't worry.
Well, after more than 50 years, Sesame Street is changing its format.
Did you watch Sesame Street?
Yes, I watched Sesame Street.
Did they teach you how to use a clock?
Yes, they probably did.
Well, that was useless, wasn't it? What a waste of time.
Not back then. That was pre-cell phone.
What a waste of time.
That was pre-cell phone, so it wasn't a waste of time back then.
Continue.
Anyways, so when the show returns for its 56th season in 2025, it will have undergone an extensive makeover that favors more episodic storytelling. So the 30-minute show will move away from a series of short segments to a format that better resembles traditional TV shows with two segments of roughly 11 minutes each with a new animated sequence coming in between.
Oh, good. Okay.
So it'll be a little bit different in a couple years.
Okay.
2025.
So, thanks for the heads up.
Just, you know, so in 2025, when you sit down to watch Sesame Street,
we'll get America
it'll be
prepared.
Different. Yeah,
we will.
That's right. So Sesame Street was conceived in 1966 during discussions between a television producer named Joan Ganz Cooney and Carnegie Foundation Vice President Lloyd Morissette. Their goal was to create a children's TV show that would master the addictive qualities of television do something good with them.
Such
as helping young children prepare for school.
Very noble.
At the time, programs created for children were widely criticized for being too violent. Boy, that's...
I was going to say, what year was this?
This was in 1966.
Too violent,
in the
you
60s,
say.
Yeah. And for reflecting commercial values with little regard for educational goals or cultural diversity.
Well, they should just get a time machine and come up to now.
Yeah, right?
Just take a look around. And
yeah, they thought it was too violent back then. What do you think too violent back then was?
I'm trying to think what was on TV in the 60s.
Yeah. So after 2 years of research, the newly formed Children's Television Workshop received a combined grant of $8 million to create a new children's TV show.
Oh.
When the idea for Sesame Street was first being talked about, the original title being discussed was 123 Avenue B.
That's cute.
But eventually that title was nixed for being a real location in New York City.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So Sesame Street was officially announced at a press conference on May 6, 1969. Cooney said that the name Sesame Street came from the saying, "Open Sesame," which gives the idea of a place where exciting things occur.
Yes.
Yes.
It sure does.
So they approached Jim Henson to design a cast of Muppet characters for the show. Henson and his creative team became closely involved with Sesame Street during the years that followed. Henson and his team created Muppets that could interact with the human actors, specifically Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird, who became two of the show's most enduring characters.
Oh, sure.
Now, if you're wondering how big Big Bird actually is.
I am.
He's 8'2".
Oh, really?
He is 8'2".
One tall bird.
And his bodysuit weighs 10 pounds and his head weighs 4 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and approximately 4,000 feathers are needed to craft his iconic
suit. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right? It was a very tall bird.
Now, Oscar the Grouch was orange.
This is somebody I can relate to.
Yes.
Was what?
He was orange in the first season of Sesame Street and then changed to green, which remained his permanent color.
Right.
The color change was explained on the show by Oscar saying that he went on vacation to the very damp, swamp, mushy, muddy, and turned green overnight.
Does that really happen, sir? Is that really how it went down?
I think so.
Will it happen if I go to the dark, mushy, mushy swamp?
Swamp, mushy, muddy? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to find out.
I don't either.
Henson credits the character's name and personality on a real person, a magnificently rude restaurant owner of a restaurant near where he worked. And a puppeteer, Carol Spinney, found inspiration for Oscar's voice in the driver of a New York City taxi that he took to the studio.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
I wonder if those people knew that they were the inspiration.
If they're listening now, maybe they do.
Yeah, I don't
know. How old would they be? Was it the 60s?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Now, in a song in 2004 and later in an interview in 2017, Cookie Monster revealed his real name.
Really?
Which is Sid.
Sid. Okay.
Yeah.
Sid.
That's okay. Cookie Monster's real name is Sid. Now, Mr. Snuffleupagus also has a first name.
He does not.
And it is Aloysius.
Aloysius.
Aloysius Snuffleupagus. That's his name.
Cute.
Now, celebrity guests have always been a part of Sesame Street to help attract older children and adults. Didn't work for you, but that's fine. The very first celebrity guest was James Earl Jones.
Oh.
Yes, he was the very first guest.
Kids love James Earl Jones.
They sure do.
Can't get enough of
him. Yeah. By 2019, you're not a part of this, but 80% of parents watch Sesame Street with their children.
Yeah, I know.
And 650 celebrities had appeared on the show.
My goodness me.
Now, Sesame Street is one of the longest running shows in the world. In 2018, again, you're not part of this, it was estimated that 86 million Americans had watched it as children.
Yeah.
As of 2022, it has won over 200 Emmy Awards and 11 Grammy Awards, more than any other children's show.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah,
pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Sesame Street, did you?
So we're going
to
play a song that actually peaked at number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 in September of 1970. Uh-huh. We're going to play Rubber Ducky by Ernie from Sesame Street.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Rubber Ducky, it's Ernie on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about Sesame Street, because it's going to be getting a new format in 2025. So we're just be prepared.
Talking, what if somebody was driving through town, hit scan on the radio, and landed on this station
and heard that
in those
song.
Last 2 minutes and heard that? Yeah. They would wonder what was going on.
Yeah, and I hope they would have stuck around.
How could they not? Yeah. How could they not?
You'd not be intrigued by hearing that song in the radio.
Wouldn't you want to find what was coming next?
Yeah.
What comes after Rubber Ducky at 4:30 on a Friday?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, the name Sesame Street came from the saying, open sesame.
James Earl Jones was the first celebrity guest on Sesame Street.
And it is estimated that 86 million Americans watched Sesame Street as children.
There it is. There it is. Look what it did. Everybody turned out great.
Yeah.
Good work, Sesame Street.
Yes.
And they have the new format, you said, starting in 2025.
In 2025. Okay. So be ready for that.
We will be ready for that. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. It's been a great week of a Wiki Corner. Started on a sad note, though, with Matthew Perry passing away. But then it went to Reese's Peanut Butter Cups for Halloween, Day of the Dead, which is a two-day affair. Jamaican bobsled team yesterday, and we wrap up the week with Sesame Street and a fresh episode on Monday at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Can't wait for you. Folks want to learn more about Sesame Street, by the way. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. Right. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just thinking about if that is the case, if someone just happened to be listening for the first time ever and that's what they were hearing.
First exposure to the radio stations, Rubber Ducky.
That was legitimately up on the 17th floor. You didn't even have to, add that specifically for me. Well, that was up there.
It was a hit in the 60s.
It was
you
a
said.
Hit. I mean, it peaked at number 16.
On what year was it?
1970.
Okay. So. All right. Well, all right. Thank you, Sarah. Happy weekend to you.
Yes, you too.
Traffic and weather on the way. And at 5 o'clock, don't forget the legendary drive at 5. You want to be right here. Please, nobody request that Rubber Ducky again. We'll get to it coming up.